Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to the Fringe Journal. Today's story is from a collection called Family Plot. That's for burglars. Miss Boots pranced around the yard. Fats for burglars. The bully cat was sneaking through the flower bed. There was something about Miss Boots that made him angry. He did not like her perky, happy little self. He wanted to be her friend, but he did not know how to be her friend. All he knew how to do was to scratch and claw. Fats for burglars was big and awkward, and he did not have a smooth, glossy coat. His fur was rumpled, and there were small bald spots from where he had gotten into fights, and where he had rubbed the fur completely off from worrying himself when he felt especially angry. Things were worse after his mother's leg was broken by a butcher who did not like her stealing sausages for her kittens. Fats felt angry all the time. It felt good to be a bully. He liked the idea of scaring little animals who were small and weak. Because Fats for Blurglurts was big and fat and loud, he was not very good at being sneaky. Miss Boots spotted him right away as he crashed through Aunt Erlitza's bright red zinnias. "I see you, Fats for Blurglurts," meowed Miss Boots. "Stay away from the flowers. You are crushing them, and I know someone who will be very angry."
"Is that right? Making someone angry makes me happy. In fact, it's the only thing that makes me happy anymore."
Miss Boots leapt lightly to the top of the fence. She was very graceful. Her elegance made Fats for Blurglurts even angrier. She groomed herself daintily as she watched Fats continue walking through the flowers.
"You're a pretty thing, aren't you?"
snarled Fats. He wanted to bite Miss Boots right on her soft white paw. The sound of footsteps on the flagstones made Fats for Blurglurts aware that someone was approaching. Miss Boots could see it was Little Anna. She sat up very straight, waved her tail in the air, and meowed,
"Hello, Miss Anna. Nice day for a walk."
"Flatterer, butt kisser," snarled Fats for Blurglurts. "Stop trying to be her favorite cat. Let me have a chance."
He said it under his breath, so no one heard it except for Miss Boots. Miss Boots glanced down and then smiled even more brightly.
"Little Anna, I love the skirt you are wearing. What a nice idea. Stars, flowers, and rainbows, and a matching rainbow scarf."
It was more than Fats for Blurglurts could stand. He tried to leap onto the fence so he could bite and scratch Miss Boots, but he was too fat. He fell back into the garden, but instead of falling onto the soft zinnias, he smashed into the rose bushes, which were full of thorns.
"Ow! Ow! Ow! Aye!"
howled Fats for Blurglurts in pain. Little Anna heard the fat cat cry in pain. She had a very soft heart, and it made her feel very sad to hear him. She ran to the rose bush where Fats for Blurglurts was attempting to pull thorns out of his tummy. A pink rose perched on the side of his left ear, and a stem of roses draped over his shoulders like a necklace.
"Oh, you poor, poor cat. Oh, my, you're stuck with thorns."
She lifted him delicately after extracting the thorns very carefully. Fats for Blurglurts looked up to her with warm, grateful eyes.
"Oh, my! You're a very heavy cat, aren't you?"
Little Anna grunted as she tried to hoist him onto her shoulder like a baby. Miss Boots looked down with dismay.
"Little Anna, you know that fat cat tried to attack me,"
she said fussily. Her voice was snippy with frustration. She crossed her paws in front of her and waved her tail.
"Yes, "He tried to attack me, that fat cat."
"Well, did you ever try to be his friend?" asked little Anna.
"Why, no, of course not. Fats for Blurglurts is fat. He is different. He does not have a pretty, smooth coat," said Miss Boots.
Little Anna looked very sad.
"Miss Boots, you are a very pretty cat. Are you just as pretty inside?" asked little Anna.
"Yes, I am," said Miss Boots.
"Well, I'm glad you think so," said little Anna. "And you're lucky. So I am going to invite Mr. Verblurglurts for lunch." Miss Boots did not know what to say. Little Anna held Fats Verblurglurts on her shoulder. She patted Fats's rough fur. For the first time in a long time, Fats Verblurglurts did not feel angry. Instead, Fats Verblurglurts began to purr, purr, purr. I hope you enjoyed that. This is Susan Smith Nash, and you've been listening to The Fringe Journal. And the name of that story was Fats Verblurglurts. Thank you, and hope to hear you again, or listen to you. Send me a podcast voicemail, and I will be back soon. Thank you.